Welcome to this Happy Home podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Need to have more fun as a mom? Wondering if it's even worth it to monitor your child's screen time? Have no fear, Supermom Hannah Keeley is in the house to give you some wisdom for today. Today's guest, Hannah Keeley, is the mother of seven. I did say seven. And she has been featured on so many places like the Today Show, Fox and Friends, the Rachel Ray Show, the Wall Street Journal. She is the host of Hannah Help Me, and she's the founder of Mom Mastery University. She loves coaching moms to be better at what they do, and she will help you do that today. I interviewed Hannah for my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. And if you didn't hear part one of our conversation, you can check the podcast archives and listen to that. It is well worth the listen. And this is a continuation, part two of our conversation. And we're going to start off by talking about how you can have more fun as a mom and what's a great question to ask yourself at the end of the day.
How does a mom make the house more fun? You know, because we're the kind of rule enforcers. We're the, remember, don't forget this. Did you brush your teeth? Get your shoes. Like, we kind of keep all these details. And so sometimes we're not that fun because we're detail. We're telling them all these things to do. So how can you as a mom encourage other moms to make your home more fun? Because I have a feeling the Keeley household is pretty fun.
It's pretty crazy fun. Yeah. It is. I mean, we, you know, sometimes I have to take head counts because there's kids over here I've never seen before. They just kind of pop in and stay for a few days, whatever. It's a crazy home, but it's a fun home. And I'll never forget one day my husband came home and I had to do a lot of work that day. I said, we were going to bed and he said, did you have fun today?
Oh.
And I actually had to stop and think. And I said, I don't think I had fun today. And he said, what?
That's a very good question.
Yeah. Like, we should go to bed every night and say, did I have fun today? Because, you know, God wants us to enjoy our lives. And it says in scripture that he takes joy in the prosperity of his children.
Yeah.
And so he wants us to enjoy life and he wants us to have fun. And I think so many times we slip into this role of like this tyrannical, you know, mom says that this is how it goes and I must do this and blah, blah, blah. And if we can just get on their level and understand what makes them tick and have fun and really take time, because relationships and fun and understanding one another, it takes time.
Yeah. Well, many moms, young moms with young kids, we're on screens and we're not knowing our kids and we're missing those types of things. How has your family kind of dealt with screen time and all the different ages of your kids and all that?
Oh, I tell you, it is a battle. It really is. It is a true battle. And as much as safeguards that you put up and as much, you know, kind of rules you make, screen disease has a way of seeping into your home.
Yeah.
And so we have to set parameters and we have to say no screens during, you know, certain times of day or maybe certain days of the week. And my boys get to play video games on the weekends and we know the games they play and we actually, you know, we'll sit there and play it with them. And we also know what they're doing online because the computers are right there where we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are online, we all can see what they're on, so they're not going to do anything inappropriate, hopefully. Yeah. If so, you know, people will be running in quickly to stop that.
Right.
But, and also, it's phones and computers and laptops, because I have three college kids living here. So it's kind of hard. You can't really say, you know, no computer use, because half the time they're up till 4 in the morning doing their own thing.
Right.
But we also say, you know, there we have to have a time where we shut it down.
Yeah.
So around 10 or so at night, let's just, you know, close up everything, put it away, and it all goes in one spot, and let's, you know, rest. Just like go to bed and rest.
So do you collect everybody's stuff at 10 p.m. except for your college kids?
I do, but with high schoolers and on down, you know, have a place where it goes, collect it, and have it out where you know what they're doing. Please, please, please have it out where you know what they're doing.
Right. For your high schoolers, do they have devices that they could take to their rooms?
And that's another thing. With phones, it makes, you know, it kind of like shocks me. Sometimes moms will say, well, I want to give my kid a phone because I want to make sure he's safe. I'm like, what? Let me give my kid a loaded gun because I want to make sure he's safe.
Right.
What? I mean, stick a computer chip in his head if you want to, you know, keep track of him. But please don't give your kid a phone under the guise of safety, because you're just like, here, let me open up a world of trash to you. And you can say, well, there's this safeguard and this safeguard. Yeah. But I promise you, as soon as you get one safeguard up, there's another way to get through it.
Yeah.
So you really have to watch that carefully. Don't let your kids have phones when they're too young to understand how to use wisdom there, please.
Yes. Yeah. How do you manage stress with your full plate? Because obviously, you know, you're enjoying life. You have 7 kids. You've got a great husband. You have a career. You have all these things. How, when you are stressed, what do you do? And how do you kind of keep your plate from being too full?
Well, here's what I do, Arlene, is when I feel stress coming on, I take it as a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to do that God has not told me to do?
Yeah.
So usually stress comes as a result of taking something and running with it that God told you, you know, I never gave you permission to do that, honey, you know? And usually we're trying to get ahead of God, and that's why we stress, because we think it's up to us.
Yeah.
And praise God, it's not up to us. Mm-hmm. So stress does not have to be a part of anyone's life. I know that's going to shock people, because some people think that it's, you know, a spiritual gift, so let me stress out and worry and I'm going to make things right. But stress was never meant to be a part of our lives. That's why he said, peace I leave with you. Not like the world gives, but the way I give.
Right.
And that means a constant source of peace. So we realize it's not up to me.
Yeah.
When those situations that pop up that cause stress, maybe money situations or work situations or situations in our family or relationships, take that as a sign to say, is something out, first of all, is something out of kilter here? And is something out of God's will?
Yeah.
Maybe I, you know, took out a loan that I had no business doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm hurting someone in a relationship when I should be showing kindness and acceptance and love and mercy and grace. So take that, first of all, look at what's going on and see what's out of God's will for you. And then second of all, see where you're trying to jump ahead of God and fix the situation. When he's got the solution, we can rest in the solution. If we're doing everything his way, then we can just rest and know that he's going to come through with a victory that he's already planned for the situation. We don't have to stress.
Now, some mom's going to say, well, I know it's God's will for me to have all these children, and I'm still stressed. So you could think, you know, and obviously being, you know, people could talk to you, oh, they've got 2 kids, they've got 3 kids, and they're stressed, and here you are, you've got 7 kids, because a lot of moms will not be able to identify with, how is this woman so happy when she has so many people to care for?
Well, you know, I think that moms heap a lot of junk on themselves that they don't need to do.
Yeah.
I see moms going above and beyond to do stuff and perform and work themselves into a frenzy in places they don't need to do that. No one said you have to scrapbook every day of your life and stick it in a binder.
Yeah.
No one said you have to decorate it and make your home look like, you know, House Beautiful magazine.
Yeah.
No one said you have to prepare 365 different meals. Like, we heap on so much in our platters because, you know, we look on Pinterest, oh, everybody's got such beautiful homes, and they all have their act together, and they all have these awesome printables on their fridge. And we think we have to live this Pinterest life, which is totally comical.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous to think that we were ever supposed to live like that. So we have to figure out, what are we just taking on that's totally not necessary?
Yeah.
And I've seen moms do stuff for their kids that their kids are totally capable of doing. Why is your middle schooler not doing their own laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Why is, you know, I mean, we think we have to do so much, and we really don't. Any kid that can program a phone or find out how to work the television that I can't even figure out can certainly figure out how to work a washing machine.
Yes.
They can certainly load dishes in the dishwasher.
Right.
And we don't even have a dishwasher. I have 7 dishwashers.
Exactly.
So, I mean, those are my dishwashers. And another thing is we have these standards that no one could possibly meet. So sometimes we step in and we do it just because I know how I want it done. Instead of stepping back, lowering our standards a little bit,
right,
saying, well, I'm going to invest in my children, we're going to work as a team, and I'm going to teach them how to manage a home, how to manage their money, how to manage relationships.
Right.
Because then it just rises up to bless you later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like seeing, you know, here you as a professional mom have 7 main accounts, and you're working on these accounts, and you're doing what's most important. You're not doing all this other stuff that was never part of the package. You're really majoring on the major stuff. And when you get those things in, everything works smoothly.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. And if you could come to my house, I don't have a blade of grass growing in the front yard. I've got wallpaper pulled off in the foyer. I mean, you know, it's this is what it is.
Right.
But it's filled with joy.
Right.
And there's peace and there's love and there's mercy and grace. And I'd much rather have that than fresh wallpaper, so I'm cool with that.
Your kids would much rather have it how it is than be like, oh, look, mom's miserable and stressed, but kid, did you see the wallpaper? It was just great.
But look at the wallpaper, now get out of my face!
That's right. You know, you believe big time in coaching. You're a coach to so many moms. Why is it so important for a mom to have a cheerleader, to have someone who believes in her, and then, you know, to have a mentor that can show her the way?
Because we do so much, and so much is relying upon us. I mean, think about it. Our marriages, moms are responsible for over 97% of household purchases. We're managing the money, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
It all comes down to us. And we're building up generations. We're managing a home. We're creating a haven, hopefully.
Yeah.
We're creating wealth with our finances. So much comes down to us that if we don't take it seriously, we can do some serious destruction.
Yeah.
So you have got to have a coach. Every coach has a coach. Every professional has a mentor. You've got to have someone who is building into you.
Yeah.
Because when you take yourself seriously, you get the skills you need. You never stop learning. You never stop growing. It's funny because I got off last week. I got off a call with one of my clients because I coach people, and then an hour later, I had a call with my coach.
Yeah.
So you know, because you know, I'm coaching moms. I'm getting coached, and you've always got to have someone who is about 2 steps ahead of you.
Yep.
Who is helping you, coming alongside you, holding you accountable. You know, to live the kind of life that you know you want to live. We can't do it alone. We're never meant to do it alone.
Right.
Oh, I tell you what, one thing that always helps, Arlene, is just to take a few minutes and be grateful.
Yeah.
If you can go back, if you can mentally go back to feeling you're in the hospital and you have that baby in your arms for the very first time, and the tears are just coming down your face, and you can't get over the miracle that you're holding.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can see your child blowing out their candles on their, you know, second birthday. You can go back to the Christmases where they're so excited about it. You can go back to your marriage, you know, and looking into his eyes, and you're just filled with so much hope and promise. And go back to those times when you're just, we're laughing so hard you couldn't even breathe and tears are streaming down your face. And when you go back to those times and just let yourself go there and just get that emotion back and be so grateful that God gives that joy and he plants that laughter and that happiness and that joy, and that is his will for us that we celebrate every day.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the problems that you might be facing, they're smaller and smaller and smaller. Because there's really no real problems when God has already established a victory.
What a joy to know that you do not have to bear your burdens, your mom burdens, all by yourself, but God has already done the hard work and he is victorious. I encourage you, if you need more help, you just want to be strengthened, you want your faith to grow, I encourage you to check out Hannah's website at hannahhelpme.com for her online courses, for her podcast, and she just has so much great encouragement for us moms. Also, my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom, which features Hannah along with other moms, is a terrific read, whether you want to read it by yourself as a mom, or you want to read it with your sister or a girlfriend, or you want to read it in a book club, in a mom's group. There are discussion questions in the back, so it's a very easy book to go through as a mom's group, and it will transform your home and your attitudes and your actions as a mom. So I'm so glad that you are here with me at the podcast. I hope your summer is going really, really well. Join me next month as we talk to another mom expert about how we can have happier homes. And in closing today, I want to read you this benediction from the book of Jude in the Bible, verses 24 and 25. I think it is beautiful, something I've read recently that I'm going to be reading to my kids as they go to sleep. So from Jude 24 and 25, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Look forward to talking to you again at our next podcast. Until then, remember, you too can have a happy home.